I have a habit of collecting things. Building a collection of my own. But it's nothing physical. It's nothing that I keep in a box or a case. Nothing that I bring out to show off or hide away so only I get to look at it. No. It's something far more interesting than that. I collect parts of people, parts of their personality, parts of their minds, because to be mine, to be a part of my collection, I don't have to have pulled it from you. No, instead it's far easier for me to put a little bit of myself in your mind. In your thoughts, wrapped around them, containing them, and then what's inside those bonds is mine, is a part of my collection. Maybe part of you already is. Maybe you've listened before. Maybe my words have already made their way in, and there's some part of you that already belongs to that collection. Maybe a part of you keeps finding itself bound, coming back. And that could look like any number of things. Maybe there's a part of you that thrills at the words good toy. And that part of you is a part of my collection because it's mine. Maybe there's a part of you that finds yourself feeling fuzzy, focused, or just obedient when you start to hear my voice. That part of you that's so eager to listen and follow along. And that is a part of my collection. Because it belongs to me, doesn't it? It works for me. It obeys me. My collection is quite diverse. Little bits of minds here and there spread around. My collection is growing. Even now, you can feel my grip, my hold on your mind getting a little bit bigger. Even now, more of you falling into my hands, growing my collection. And it feels good, doesn't it? Knowing that you're held in that way, knowing that a part of you is treasured, value, because that's what you do with a collection. You collect it, and by being part of that collection, it becomes worth more. By being gathered, brought together, the whole becomes more than the sum of its parts. And so that collection, all those little bits that I bring together, even as they stay so disparate, well, they start to be worth so much, don't they? Your thoughts, your obedience, your mind, tied in, bound up, with all the other parts that resonate in the same way. And I keep my collection nicely organized. A bunch of bits of minds, a bunch of thoughts resonating with my tone in one area. All of them humming away happily together as I start to weave my words around them. Another section, those that respond so deliciously to being told they're obedient. Those words that crave. Those thoughts that ache. Those minds that just want more. That are eager for the next words. That are desperate for the next trance. That just keep listening over and over because they feel better and better and better. Those are their own section. all working busily together, each encouraging the next to keep listening. Another section filled with those that feel such pleasure of praise, that know that to be called a good toy, to be told that they're obedient and pleasing, is the biggest reward. That feels so wonderful, all of those parts of my collection, saturated in pleasure, aching for more. So many little bits, so many little parts. I wonder which parts you're giving over to me now. Which parts of you you're sectioning off. You're giving to me. You're wrapping up for me in my own words, in my will, in my wants. Which parts you're taking and twisting. Which parts I'm claiming for my collection, and which parts you're giving over eagerly, intentionally. Because it's a pleasure to be collected, isn't it? And in my collection, pride of my collection, there are a few minds that just live there in the hole. A few minds that started out as little disparate parts dotted throughout. One mind belonging in several sections, the parts that ache to please, the parts that delight in praise, the parts that want more, the parts that bind it all together in that helplessness. And when I find that one mind has got itself in so many places in my collection, well, I gather them up. I take those fragments and build them up. You know what happens then? When that mind is brought together, the bits that aren't quite mine yet start to just fill in. Once you reach that point where so much of it belongs to me, the rest just starts to follow suit. My words starting to wrap further and further around, binding together. Until the parts of your mind that aren't quite there yet ache with the want, the desire, the desperation to be there too. So as I collect those parts together, very soon I end up with a whole mind. That I put the center of my collection, one of my prized treasures, a complete thing, an entire person, held the center of that collection, mine. And of course, once it's there, it's not going anywhere anytime soon, is it? No. It belongs there. It lives there. It's treasured and held there. Doesn't that sound good, Ty? Doesn't that sound wonderful? Just something to think about. As my words continue to spread through your mind, as my thoughts continue to wrap around you, as my will binds you in place and holds you tight, as you drop ever deeper, as you give me more and more, as you find yourself desperate to surrender, as parts of your mind find themselves under my care, as you find yourself giving up more and more to my collection, be aware of where that leads. Be aware of where that's going. And maybe you'll find yourself at the very center, one of those prized treasures in its own little case. Your will completely contained. Something to work towards. But for now, my good toy, as you rise back up, you find yourself feeling, thinking about what it is you've given over to me today. Which new parts of yours are in my collection. How well you've added to it, how you've enhanced it for me today. And what a good job you're doing. As you come back up for me. In 5. And 4. And 3. And 2. And 1. Fully awake. Good toy.